So there's no public hearing today because there are no finalizations, but we are going to have open forum. We'll do that now. So if anybody wants to speak to the commission about any subject, now is the time to do that.
We have one individual signed up to speak on flathead catfish trophy regulation, Ted Eilenbecker.
Well, to start with, thank you for your time and your patience with this. I know that this isn't a welcome subject at times in South Dakota, but today we're going to go over some information that is valuable to everybody, at least I believe so. To start with, there's three areas these regulations would, or this regulation would touch. Obviously the species, secondly the body of water, and thirdly the people involved in the sport. As stewards of the resources, I think all of these would fall into those categories. We'll do the short form first. For the people involved, in the past they've been all slightly overlooked, not intentionally, but possibly just because of the number of people involved. Regulations like this will, in fact, change the attitude of people involved in this sport, make the sport important to them, and therefore they will take better care of these bodies of water. As far as the bodies of water that would be included or covered in this regulation are already target waters. They're destination waters for this species and for these people that use them. All you're doing is allowing the bodies of water to do what they're supposed to do. And finally, the people, we've already kind of covered it. As you all know, if you tell somebody something enough, this is a trash fish, this is a junk fish, even if it's not accurate, they believe it. Are they going to take care of it? No. If you put some value to the fish, the people involved with the fish, and everybody else are going to understand that this resource has some value, it's worth something to the state of South Dakota, not to mention it's possibly the largest game fish anybody in this state is going to catch, besides possibly snagging a paddlefish, which is limited to, what, a month out of the year? Flatheads, you got the whole summer to chase them around. Also with the people, this fishery caters to a group of people that do not need a $30,000 boat. Anybody that has a fishing license can enjoy this sport, and I think that's a very important part of this. They don't need the boat. They don't need the $20 musky lures. They can go do this, and they can catch a 20-pound fish. I think that has value.
Thank you very much. Anybody have any questions for Ted? Seeing none, thank you. Does anyone else have any subjects they want to speak to us today about in an open forum? Bruce Bauer would like to speak about spring turkey, rifle hunting with spring turkeys. Tell us who you are and where you're from, Bruce, if you would, please.
My name is Bruce Bauer. I'm from Watertown here. I hope most of you remember me from, well, it was February or March. I came and spoke with you in regard to spring rifle turkey hunting. I understand that it's up for comments next month. But I did just want to stop and thank the commission for revisiting this. I think it's a very important issue for me, my family, and for I think others. There aren't a whole lot of us, and And I think my parting words to you the last time I was here is that because there aren't many of us, we look to the commission to protect us. It is turkey hunting with a rifle is a true sport. I hunt turkeys from a blind with a rifle, or I used to. But I did just want to stop by. I'll probably be at your meeting in December as well, but I did want to stop by and just thank you for reconsidering.
Thank you for those comments, Bruce. Anyone else? If not, Mr. Chairman, that completes the open forum.
All right. So...